This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. With I-70 closed through Glenwood Canyon, some people are using alternate routes not recommended by the Transportation Department. That's led to sheriff's offices having to rescue stuck vehicles. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
A Greyhound bus with 21 people on board got stuck Friday night in Garfield County. The bus was more than 20 miles up Coffee Pot Springs Road, which is unpaved, and used to access the White River National Forest Wilderness Area. While trying to navigate the road, the bus's oil pan was damaged and leaked oil. The passengers and their luggage were rescued by the Garfield County Sheriff's Office. Officials caution using GPS mapping to circumvent the closure. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
City of Denver employees will have until September 30th to prove they're vaccinated against COVID-19. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock issued the order last week. It applies to board members, elected officials, library staff, and court employees like judges. The problem is that the city doesn't have any data on how many of its employees are already vaccinated. A recent survey shows that over 70% are willing to do so, according to the city. A 53-year-old woman from Tucson died after falling in the Via Ferrata climbing area Thursday. It's a notoriously hazardous climbing area in Telluride that attracts many people every year. The woman was climbing with her friend when she slipped and fell about 200 feet. That's according to the San Miguel Sheriff's Office. Rescuers hiked to the scene to recover the body. This is CPR News.